This is Dot Cannon with today's Over Coffee 2018 CES Blend, where we're taking a look at some of the innovations coming our way in the future.
It's a foot motion controller. So the idea is that you sit, you rest your feet on it, and by tilting the device, you move forward in the game or in the 3D application or whatever you're using.
Stanislas Chenet is the CEO and founder of 3D Rudder. And at CES 2018, he was exhibiting a revolutionary device that is going to change the experience of VR for a lot of people. Stan explained his innovation.
It's a foot motion controller. So the idea is that you sit, you rest your feet on it, and by tilting the device, you move forward in the game or in the 3D application or whatever you're using. It's amazingly new. It's super intuitive, super natural.
How awesome. How did you first come up with that concept?
So the original idea, we developed the device for CAD, computer aided design. The idea was to be able to move in a software like Rhino 3D, to move the design with the feet and work on it with the hands. Instead of having to switch your hands between moving and doing, you move with your feet and do with your hands. It's much more natural, much more relaxing. It's very easy. And then we brought a proof of concept at CES in 2015, and we got an award from Tom's Hardware for best virtual reality peripheral. What's interesting is that we were not showing any VR demo, no headset, whatever, but those guys told us, your device, it's right on for VR. And from that on, we started working, implementing in VR, and it works very well with VR indeed.
Damien was telling me you also won some pretty amazing CES awards.
We won 4 awards for the 3D Rudder. This year we won computer accessories. We won last year for accessible tech because it's a great accessibility device. We won in VR and we won in gaming. So, you know, we pretty much covered everything we could cover.
That's fantastic. Anybody hearing this is going to say, where can I get one? When are they available? How much are they?
So you can get them on our website. You can get them on Amazon, at Fry's Electronics, and many others. And they are for $139. You get one.
That's reasonable for 3D.
Yes, it is.
That's amazing. What's next? When you have something this cool, what in the world are you going to come up with after this?
There's actually when you start, you know, working on a new input device, you discover that there are many, many more things you could do with it. And so the next thing is we are expanding towards new verticals like healthcare, real estate, you know, CAD. We are doing more and more things in CAD. And also, we're also evolving the design of the product, bringing, making it even always easier to use. So we have lots of ideas. I won't tell you which one, but there are lots of ideas. And also, in the future, we'll come with a wireless version, which is no secret because everybody's asking us for it. Next year, there'll be a wireless version of it as well. So the idea is you add features, it's a progressive. You try to listen and see how people use it to do the best job you can at it.
I will try not to ask you about anything proprietary here. I have seen people use VR with real estate. That's easy, a virtual tour of the house. Healthcare?
So to give you a sense, we have people using it for rehabilitation, re-education. So if you can use it to stimulate ankles. So you would have a game where you have to do certain movements with your feet. And the idea is that, you know, it's gamification of healthcare, but you force people to do things with their feet, and it works very well.
I like the idea of gamification so much more than 20 reps of something.
Exactly. That's much funnier. And so, you know, people who have had injury of the ankles, the foot, or whatever, they will, you know, spontaneously use it. And it's a very cheap device for physical therapies to buy and to use. So, you know, it's a good example of a very different but very interesting use case.
My final question, I'm going to ask you for a story. What's been one of your absolute favorite experiences since coming up with this as an innovator?
So my favorite air car, which, you know, is on the screen, is a Blade Runner type of environment where you fly around. And I think you're so inside this world that, you know, you can stay for hours. And that's the kind of experience that I love. The second one that I love is every experience where I go to places where I can know not go in real life, like the ISS, you know, under the sea or Chernobyl or whatever, you know, visiting sites that you won't have access to in any way. So I think that's what VR is fascinating for. But there's so many things, you know, VR, you never cease to be surprised by what people come up with. So it's a great thing.
Stan, thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much.
You and I have been listening to Stanislas Chenet, CEO and founder of 3D Rudder. For more information on the 3D Rudder foot control for VR, check out their website, 3drudder.com. That's 3drudder.com. And if you happen to be in Las Vegas for CES 2018, you might like to stop by the South Hall in the gaming and VR area and look for 3D Rudder. Stan might just give you a demo of how it works. And that concludes this innovation blend of some of the newest from CES 2018 in Las Vegas. This is Dot Cannon for Over Coffee.